Stoney, Evan sticking it to me.
Oh.
Like the Giants stuck it to the Cubs.
Hey. Giants are their best win of the year? Is that best win of the year?
I think a best win of the year, 8-1 or a shutout. We saw what they did in Pittsburgh and New York. Tell me if I'm hating.
No.
But the fact that you can't catch a pop-up, you're down 3, you do win it, but I can't ignore what we were going to be talking about or the scuttlebutt. So, luckiest win of the year?
Beggars can't be choosers.
Okay, well, there we go. Because you're one under. I got them making the playoffs, but boy, Stoney, that was... Well, that was going to take a turn for the worse, and they earned that. They came back. Big hit by Estrada.
Well, I'll tell you this. If that's what you believe, and I that's fine, then it sounds to me like, to you, the biggest win of the year was the win against the Dodgers after the Dodgers had won the first two games. And remember, in the second game of that series, they absolutely demolished the Giants, and we came in and was like, oh, my God. Yeah. They won that night. That could be considered a big win, and then one of the two against Philly, maybe, that they took.
And you know what, partner? I don't want to be
Cubs stink.
Yeah, I don't want to be. They lead the league in blown saves. How many, Evan? 21? I think wasn't good. I mean, like
16.
17. Oh, 16. Joe 16. Montana, but I mean, damn. But anyway, the Giants won, Stoney. One game under 500. But, man, when is Lamont Wade Jr. coming back? Because he would have caught that pop-up, man.
Yeah.
Come on, Brooks.
This is what I found has been a theme for the Giants all years. Okay, last night, that was one of those wins where in a baseball city or in a city, you talk about it. A lot happened. Right. Estrada hits the game-winning home run. Soler's obviously coming around. Duvall is bouncing back from what happened on Sunday. It just doesn't feel like an exciting Giants win from the past. There's something holding people back. And, I mean, I've got my ideas. I think, here's the thing. Like, you said this before the show. I think the Giants fans are kind of on to it. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, Guru said, they just know that, okay, the team's 500 is a great, like, Giants fans know this ain't it.
Yeah,
they know it.
I think there's something to that. But it still can be it. But right now, Stoney, you lose 2 or 3 over the weekend to the lowly Angels at home. Like, I don't just flush that down the toilet, but I don't play. And I share with you guys my opinion. Maybe that has something to do with it. But I cannot sit here on this day after a great come from behind win. Stoney, I thought they were dead to rights. So, I mean, they come back and pull that game out. Man, I get it. Big win. But, I mean, you know, we could also talk about how you we're down 3.
No doubt. And we can debate the merits of what's better, a shutdown 5-1 game or a comeback. Obviously, when you come back in the ninth inning, it's exciting. But, one of my favorite artists, Van Morrison.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a new album out, but he might have put it out 4 months ago, which means he's got 3 more albums since.
Okay.
He puts out an album every 3 weeks. No, but he has a song, What's It Gonna Take?
What's it gonna take?
Not really, but kind of like that.
I'm trying.
And that's kind of the way I feel about the Giants. Like, what's it going to take?
I got to guess.
For this team to start to take.
I got to guess.
With the fans.
How about health? Let me interest you in health.
I think they need more than that.
Well, if Snell comes back, Robbie Ray, Lamont Wade Jr., and then they get rolling. And right now they're tied. I know you're like, Guru, it doesn't end today. And you're right, but they're not 5 games out of the third wild card. They're tied for the third wild card with the Nationals, but... You know, maybe some Giant fans want more. And maybe that'll come later. It'll be greater later. I don't know. But I just feel like, for me, that weekend against the Angels pissed me off. Like, I thought you guys were building something here. And to lose 2 or 3, I just, you know.
I mean, I'll say this. And we obviously got into this the other day about the third wild card. And what?
Well, you and Willard.
Well, listen. and I think even Willard would agree with me right now. And that is the third wild card in and of itself will not create excitement. That's what's not going to create excitement for the Giants or the Cubs or the Cardinals. It's going to be the team that plays the best baseball and the team that starts separating themselves from 500. Okay, here it is, 415. Couple things, 415. Oh, it's the same text. Yeah. All right. Feels pretty darn exciting. Steiny, don't speak for us Giants fans. We're excited. Okay, why? I don't see an excitement there that I've seen in the past with the Giants.
Well, all I
just
can,
don't.
Because, I disagree with you on what you said first with the excitement about the wild card. You know, I believe that's enough, you know, to get an invitation to the party. And it will take, obviously, you got to win to get that, you know, earn it, Steiny. So when you say separate yourself from 500 or get over 500, I'm assuming that will come. But right now, again, I picked this team to make the playoffs. So I guess nothing's happening in front of my eyes to where I'm like, I feel so sure about that. But I can look at the Giants and say they're wounded. No excuses, but That weekend against the Angels bothered me. The Yankees is one thing, but the Angels, but that win last night, Steiny, I really thought they were. So Brooks drops the newly acquired Brooks, you know, getting his first shot, drops a routine fly ball you, Evan, I, and Spadoni could have caught. He drops it. So I'm thinking, okay, is that a big deal? Well, let me see how the inning plays out. And all hell broke loose. They're down three. And I'm like, boy, they got bases loaded twice. They don't score. I'm like, boy, Melvin doesn't pinch hit for Brooks in a situation where it could have been Flores or even, what's the guy, Slater. All these second guesses, I guess, go down the drain because you pulled the game out. But I guess I'm at a spot now, partner, to where I'm like, it doesn't go away for me all the way. Yes, euphoria with the dub, but Steiny, I still got questions like, man, there are some holes on this team.
Let me go around the room.
Yeah.
I'm going to go around the room. Evan, you listening? I'm going around the room here. I'm going around the room here. If you had to describe right now on a scale of 1 to 10, the excitement level of Giants fans or the excitement level of the city about the San Francisco Giants on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it right now?
I'd say a 5.
Okay.
100.
That's a 4.
That is a 4. I'm going to go 6.5.
Spadone?
Go a tepid 5.5.
Okay, and I was thinking 4-ish. Mm. 4-ish. So there's no surprise there. Guru's the most optimistic.
But that's 6.5. 6.5 is kind of low.
I agree. They're all low. They're all low.
But the attendance, again, if we got to base it on that. People are coming out to watch the team.
All right, let me throw this at you then, because I did a little research.
All right.
Last 4 years, Giants have made the postseason how many times?
Once.
Last 4 years.
Once. Huh.
San Diego Padres. They've made the playoffs how many times the last 4 years?
Number one.
I'm going to say two.
One.
Okay. Well,
so last 4 years, one time each.
All right.
Why do the Padres draw 22% more fans than the Giants?
Because they got big boys. And they've had some of the biggest boys.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh, I won't fight you on that.
The last 3 years,
that's some of it. The star quality or lack of.
I'm just saying, over the last 3 years, the Padres have drawn 8.2 million and the Giants have drawn 6.6 million. That's a big difference. Yeah. Like, why? They're both about this, I mean.
Well, if I could go see Soto, Tatis, and Machado all in one, and Snell.
Right, but they're no better than the Giants, in a way. You know what I mean?
Right.
All I'm saying is, if you go by the record, they're the same team. Yes, and I'm not disagreeing with you. So it's star power, period.
No doubt.
Okay, so if the Giants had three stars and were underachieving like the Padres.
Well, people would be hot, mad as hell.
Well, I don't care if they'd be mad. Would they be going out to the stadium?
I would. Because you think it could change every day. And that's how I'm looking at this Giant team with what they have. I just can't ignore Lamont Wade Jr. is on fire and he's out. But I got to say, Ramos, Steiny, I'm not going to say he's a star, but he's must watch TV now.
Well, see, that's the thing.
For now.
I'm going to play a little devil's advocate. What's he hitting? 325?
Yeah.
What's he got? 8 homers? He is by far their best prospect of this crop, forget Webb and Harrison. Yeah. Like, all we've been doing is saying, they need a guy that we can get behind, a farm system guy. And, you know, I'm just saying this. I'm looking at Ramos. I'm like, this guy's off to a hell of a start, and it doesn't feel like he's enough.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't feel like Ramos is even enough. Mm. And that's what I'm curious about. Like, what's it going to take for the Giants fans to believe in this team like I've seen them believe in teams in the past? Wow. Over the course of my 35 years in the Bay Area.
I'm going to steal from Evan because it's really eating at me.
Yeah.
Stoney wins. W's. They got to stack wins. So if they, you know, if we're talking about them in a week and they're 5-over or 6-over, then you feel like, you know, Buffalo Springfield, something's happening here.
Well, I do think that's part of it. I think if you look at the big picture, and if you want to jump into the conversation, you know the number, 888-957-9570. My question's, what's it going to take? What is it going to take for you to get interested in this Giants team? They might have had their, if it wasn't their biggest win of the year last night, it was their most exciting.
Well, they've had a few of these. Yeah, exactly. Pittsburgh and New York. This ain't new. They've had a few of these.
Well, that's the other thing.
But then that
why isn't that working for them? You ready for this stat? This is incredible. Since May 22nd. Hey, Evan. I do want you to hear the stat.
I got that.
This is because this feeds into me asking why. The Giants, since May 22nd, have 5 wins in which they were trailing in the 8th inning or later by multiple runs.
Yeah.
During that time frame, only one other team has as many as 2, the Kansas City Royals. So, in the last month, the Giants have clearly been as exciting in terms of the way the games have played out as any team in baseball with their comebacks. And I got to assume it obviously included the Pittsburgh and the Mets series.
Oh, man.
But what, like, there it is. This team's come from behind 5 times in the last month. It doesn't seem to have resonated. Or is that an overstatement? I'm just asking questions here at 888.
What are you looking for? That's where we got to start, Stoney, because I'm not saying you're being overly critical.
No, I'm not.
You shared with us, and I understand it's your prerogative how you feel about the third wild card, but we got to talk about this team right now.
Okay.
As if it ended today,
okay,
they're
then
in.
Why isn't there interest then? If the
Now, what are you using to judge that is all I'm asking.
This is the eye test and the smell test. That's what I'm using. I know when this city is in love with a team. Mm. I know it. I've been here 35 years. You know it. Evan knows it. Like, you know what excitement feels like daily if there is excitement. And I'll just use the argument that you posed. If I'm wrong, like if the wild card is a bit, then It almost backs up my point even more that, this would be the season end today, it's a playoff team, and I don't get the sense fans are still interested, even though baseball's the one sport where we do know.
Yeah, but
if you get in, you can make something happen. Evan?
Yeah.
Looked like he was ready to jump in. Sorry, Goo.
The attendance is significantly better. So I do think that there's building interest, but it's obviously not to the point of off of 3 World Series titles. Like, you're right, that's electric. That is captivating. But I think the issue is that they've been in relative mediocrity for the better part of 5 years. And so people are wondering if this is real. Like, is this real? What they've been doing in late games? And I guess it's hard for people to just forget.
And on top of that, Evan, I agree. Stoney, I know I'm not sitting here telling you the new Barry Bonds is Elliot Ramos, but I mean, my gosh, just from the way he's playing baseball and has been playing baseball, and yeah, they lost 2 or 3 to the Angels. Right now, he's electric. Like, I'm watching the Giants just like I would if they were stale and boring, but I'm like, are we watching a Kuminga turn the corner? And I get all the people and everybody saying it's too early, but right now, what's not to like? And this may not
be who
he is.
They're 2 games under .500. Like, I get why people might be excited or might not be excited. But, I mean, I guess I'm contradicting myself because maybe there's just never going to be excitement over a team that's 500. But 500 kind of gets it done.
What 500 team has ever been exciting?
Like, you win as much as you lose, you know? And I think, like, over the weekend at home, place was packed.
Okay, so
you lose two or three of the worst team in baseball.
First of all, let's put the rat on the table.
Okay.
One of the big reasons it was Father's Day weekend. That's typically a monster weekend. And I'm not saying the attendance is down. I'm just saying...
You don't feel it.
I don't feel it. But, no, here's what I'm saying. I don't feel it. It's not that I don't feel it. I don't feel it from the fans. But then I'm thinking, well, what do you expect, Snyder? You're in the Bay. You've been here 35 years. They're two games under 500.
Well, 36
and 37. Okay, one game under 500, and they don't have any stars, and they're injured. They don't have as many big boys as other teams. Okay. All that's true. So what's it going to take then for there to be excitement? Because I don't believe if the Giants, this is what I mean about the wild card. If the Giants play another month of 500 baseball and they're a game and a half out of the third spot, I don't think they garner more interest because the wild card is out there, but I don't want to get into that conversation as much as...
It's so hard not to, but yeah.
As much as... Evan just said it. What 500 team is exciting?
Right.
So 500 may get you to the playoffs, but...
But that,
they need more. You need more than that here.
And I guess I'm going to give a nugget to Giant fans, Donnie, to say, with that being said, and let's just say you're right, if you look at the Giants' attendance, it's doing well for a 500 team. So the fans are doing their part in regard to not just showing up, they're waiting, and they may be seeing something manifest when guys get healthy. But you know, my thing is, I was really just from a fan standpoint and a baseball lover, that Yankee series let me know what the Giants aren't. And right now, they're not a team with a bunch of boppers and big name stars.
And they're not going to be for the rest of this year at least.
But I got to tell you, I am fixated on one player right now for the Giants that's come up and taken the bull by the horns and hit a home run last night and is doing everything that he possibly can. I don't know if he's got to return to glass slippers, but we can't not give Elliot Ramos his due because he's electric right now.
Okay.
Okay. So you think when Wade comes back, I'll ask you a question.
Yeah. I'll ask all you guys a question. So I'm wrong. There's excitement about this team and I'm not seeing it. Well, that's fair. So there's excitement about this team, but I'm not seeing it.
Or feeling it. Because the numbers, again, when we go to people are showing up, people are coming to the restaurant.
Okay, so I'm wrong.
I would say that you are.
I'm wrong. Okay.
Like, there's no parade for a 500 team during the season, Stein.
I know that.
And I feel like with your convictions, because they're yours, you saw a parade nobody showed up to that the Giants threw, and that's not happened yet.
Let me ask you this. Right. If we could... go to St. Louis and Chicago and all the other nine teams that are in the so-called race, do you believe that there's more excitement in San Francisco than there is right now for the New York Mets? I get it, it's the Mets.
Yeah, but they're playing better.
What about the St. Louis Cardinals?
I would say equal. And you look at last night, Wrigley Field was packed. It's Wrigley. The Cup, it was packed. So
what are you saying?
I would say it's equal.
No, it doesn't feel equal. That's all.
I think there's an equal level of excitement, but there might be more
pessimism,
frustration with other franchises because of the star power. Like when I think of the Mets, I think of underachievers because of how much money they invest. I think there's a lot of people that when you watch the Giants and they don't perform well, maybe it's because of the level of talent. Maybe it's because of the names. But there's kind of just a resignment of, well, you know, they're probably not that good anyways. Whereas, like, with other teams, I don't know, particularly the Cubs, but, like, the Cardinals. Cardinals have a lot of big names. And they've been really bad up until recently. Man. They started to surge. So now there's more excitement, I think, in St. Louis because people expect them to play at this level.
Right.
I don't know, like, what level of baseball do fans expect the Giants to play at?
And maybe what I'm asking is, what's it going to take? And you know what it's going to take, Ian Guru?
Yeah.
Maybe about a 9-10-game winning streak.
Or some more offense. Because that's what I'm not seeing from the Giants. And last night they showed it late, but, you know, bases loaded, and it kind of happens. Over the weekend against the Angels, yeah. I know they came back late, but it wasn't good enough Saturday night. But it's like, you know, that gets frustrating to watch a team have opportunity with the bat. Soler, all of a sudden, starting taking walks, getting hits. My 30 home run bet still hemorrhaging, but it looks like the light's starting to come on. I think if they could just start hitting the cover off the ball a little more. Now, some will say, did you watch the game last night, Goo? They scored umpteen runs. But, yeah, that was late, and they did. But that's not what the Giants are known for. And they spent some money on this collective group of players. So let's not act like they're the welfare version of MLB. Farhan spent, and, again, they're having bad luck, too, starting with the injuries.
I mean,
I know, no excuses.
No, I'm saying if I'm wrong, and there are a lot of people out there excited about this team. I mean, you know the number. It's 888-957-9570. What are you excited about with this team? And I'm not sitting here saying you shouldn't be excited. It's the other way around. If you're going to tell me that the third wild card creates some interest, and you're going to tell me and we all know in baseball, if you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. Yeah. So, you know, what's it going to take? What are we waiting for to, because I what if they don't win 7 in a row, yeah, or 9 of 10?
But I'm looking at health before the wins. Okay. So obviously you want to win.
But what if this is their team? Okay, but
then
here's
I think it would be disappointing.
So who's getting healthy where, other than Wade and
Robbie Ray coming back, Lamont Wade Jr.
Okay.
The way that this team is constructed, I'm not saying Lamont Wade Jr. is Rod Carew-Stein, but he was playing his ass off. And the Giants can use all the offense that they can. You got a guy at first base last night that couldn't catch a fly ball. And normally, in that situation, when you're down 6-3 in the eighth, it's pretty much a wrap. They came back. And they've been doing that. That's been a staple of them this year. I mean, we're talking about not just comebacks. Houdini-like comeback.
Yeah.
And but you don't want to hang your hat on being down 3 or 4 runs. Yeah. And when I
don't feel
a
buzz, I don't feel a buzz about
the Pirates, and there's 8 teams going for that third wild card.
Woo!
So it ain't going to be easy, is what I'm saying.
I know, but I don't feel a buzz.
Hmm.
I don't feel a buzz about this team, and I get it. You know what? Maybe the answer is, dude, you've been here 35 years. You know how the Bay Area is. You got to prove it first, and this team hasn't proved it.